Yeah. Now, on the other hand, there's Matthew 8:8. Look at it, because when I get to where we're going, you're going to have to be up here. There we start with Mark 11:23. We looked at Romans 4:17. The miracles can happen. Here in Matthew 8:8, this man trying to get a hold of Jesus for his servant. But he had this revelation of the authority of words. He says, you don't have to go with me. Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. The Bible said, now in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. There are three scriptures talking about the authority. Well, we use whatever you bind on earth is for. The authority you have in speaking. Because we want to deal with something tonight. We'll get to our text in a minute. Now, in dealing with Jeremiah, in chapter 1, Jeremiah, if you want scriptures, 5 through 10, he told Jeremiah thought he couldn't speak. He wasn't qualified to do it. Sometimes you feel like that because you're dealing with something. But you do qualify. Tell the person next to you, you do qualify. Yeah, you have that anointed on you because the greater one's on the inside of you. When you speak in faith, it's not you speaking. It's the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. The kingdom on the inside of you. Christ on the inside of you. The divine nature on the inside of you. So you have ability to speak beyond normal. And see, there are some things that have to be torn down and rebuilt by someone who knows how to speak the oracles of God. And they saw it, see, Kodana Shikata. Now, in the body of Christ, when it comes down to finances, there are some buildings going to need to be torn down, some structures that men have taught men. And that's why we're so far behind our finances. And somebody got to come and tear them down and not be afraid of their faces when they tear them down. That God people, listen, that God people can go free. See? Still using the same blueprint. They're using the same, somebody set a level up and it got stuck at that level. But God, people are supposed to be flowing like river. I mean, there's no end, you see. But yet, structure doctrine, certain figureheads that got in position as if we can't go no further. That person don't exist. That portion don't exist. God is infinite. You can't level him off. And see, through denomination and religion and the doctrine of men, we went as far as we could go by not going farther. So he said to Jeremiah, I'm going to put my words in your mouth. It comes to the point that Jeremiah said, I'm not going to talk anymore. There's so much against me. But he said, I can't hold it because it's like fire shut up in my bones. That point must come in your life. You must come in your life that you don't let nobody shut you down. Just because they organize, you must not respect organized structure, because organized structure cannot function. You have to be unorganized. You can't in this business, you can't become finalized. You never finish. There's always more. When a man or woman come with a gift, they are not to be bound by your line. You are not to shut them down. They don't have to answer to you. God called them. But these structures try to tie you. They try to tie me down. These structures try to tie you down and hold you to a certain level. And you can't afford to let that happen because your gift will be messed up. Also, Jeremiah, that's one spot, tear down. You know it, you read it, because it's not our text. Ezekiel, how bad can it get? You're in the valley of dry bone. And then the Lord asks you, can they live? Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel said, Lord, thou knowest. But then hear God take a man's voice and prophesies in a valley of dry bone, and the bones start getting together. Then men have the ability to cause the Holy Ghost to function. Because he told him to prophesy. We'll get to our subject in a minute. He told him, prophesy to the wind. They don't have all it takes. So never send the word without the wind. Never try to function in the word without the wind. If the wind ain't blowing, you're just a little talker. Yeah, you're a Sunday school talker. But when the wind blow on the word come alive. So to Ezekiel 37, look at that text. I want you to turn, I want you to read a few verses with me, and I'll tell you what we're going to do in a few moments. It won't take long. So you have confection, you have saying things, you have declaration. Tonight, we're going to deal with prophetic decrees. See, a decree is different. Let's go by definition before we go any further. A decree is different. Listen very carefully. A decree is an official order given by a person with power or by a government. No, you didn't get it. See, a decree has divine backup. A decree must be made in knowing the divine assurance of God's word cannot fail. See, it's a power, it's a government. You are God's government in the earth realm. You understand? You got power. We just can't be having no little saying. You got to know what's behind what you're saying. You got to say it with courage. You got to say it with authority. You got to say it with tenacity. And so we're going to deal about decreeing how to decree the God kind of prosperity in your life. Or how to wear the prosperity decreeing anointing. Write both up down. How to wear the prosperity decreeing. The begging is over. Hey! My begging days are over. I'm a decreer. I'm not a beggar. So I ain't gonna be praying all night for no money. Money gonna have to obey me. Money is not made to pray about, because it has least authority than you. An official order. An official order. Given by, it's something like a policeman. The authority that a policeman have in the earth realm, we have it in the heavenly realm.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
An official order given by a person with power or by a government. I'm going to give you another definition now because you got to get it. An official decision made by a court of law. And I wrote the courts of heaven. You got all the courts of heaven backing you up. I wish I had time to go there, but the courts of heaven backing you up. Now, notice with me in Job chapter 22. We're going to begin at the 21st verse, but I have to set this up because here's a text where a man have accused a man wrong. That's one of Job's friend is bringing false accusation against Job, but the false accusation is a revelation. It was a false accusation against Job, but I think against most of the church is a real accusation. And so we have to change that tonight. Yes, So whatever he says, we can make a change and we become decreers of wealth, decreers of prosperity, decreers of abundance. It's, see, what you say become a law in the spirit world. You call things that be not as though they were, because they are. Money must obey your voice from this night forward. It must do what you tell it do. Come, go, stay, rise. Whatever you say to it. So this text, theologian wouldn't preach it. But it's too much to miss. When you put it in the proper perspective, it's saying something to us that we need to have in order to become a decreer. Here in the 21st verse, read the 21st verse. Give me that in the Amplified Bible. You got an Amplified Bible? Acquaint. Acquaint now yourself with him. I ain't going to make it for tonight. Agree with God and show yourself to be conformed to his will and be at peace by that. You shall prosper and great good shall come to you. You brought your shouting clothes? I said, did you bring your shouting clothes? Acquaint mean there. I'm going to give you some word, but acquaint mean there. It doesn't mean, it do mean, but it doesn't mean. It's a familiarity, but it's not becoming familiar with God, but it's becoming familiar with God. Not familiar on the platform of equal. Familiar on the platform of how great he is. Becoming, oh, let's say it this way, becoming familiar with God's greatness in a class all by himself and have invited me to come in. You see it? Now get these definitions. That word acquaint there means benefit. Do you think it's beneficial to get better acquainted with what God wants you to have? So it means benefit. It means profitable. The word acquaint. We just got to get that word straight. It means advantage. Look it up in the Greek. It means to minister to. When you step in that word properly, you begin to be ministered to. You begin to get into an advantage, advantageous position. Your benefit change. You begin to profit without an explanation. On another level. On purpose. Not by accident, on purpose. Other words, I'm talking about something you got to make happen. You can't let it happen. You have the authority to make it happen in your life personally if you acquaint thyself with God. How many seen this?
My goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
It means, the word acquaint, to be of use, a service, a profit, a benefit. Didn't this word come up? My God, treasurer. If you acquaint yourself with God, God will make you his treasurer. On earth, that men will know that you're walking with him. He'll make your life profitable. You have such profit in your... What about my servant Job?
What about
Why we don't have no Jobs walking around here now? with stuff that God can brag about.
Yes.
Are you available?
Yes, sir.
You available? I see some of y'all didn't hold your hand up. All right. I see some of y'all. You see, there's certain things you have to know, and the Lord want to give you a few of them tonight.
Hallelujah.
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 Notice this text. Acquaint now thyself with him. Now you have a whole lot of place. Become profitable with him.
Yeah.
Become, let his benefits be yours.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Do you see that?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes,
God's, the benefits of God belong to me.
Yes.
The profit of God belong to me. The advantage of God belong to me. The treasure of God belong to me. So here we're talking about, my goodness,
Jesus.
Submitting to God.
Yes.
Rather than questioning him and accusing him. Submit to God. Submit, and the manifestation, if you function as he tell you, the manifestation will begin to come. But never question him or accuse him. Now you won't do it directly, but indirectly you'll do it if you don't get directly right. Are you listening to me? Indirectly, that little question in your mind. Why this haven't happened? You question God. You ought to check yourself. No. You won't, then you won't question the pastor. Yeah, this stuff ain't working for me. Why this haven't happened? No, it's personal. This is not a group deal here. This is personal. This is intimate. This, you have to work it. What the pastor preached was God's word. But he can't do God's word for you. Oh, my goodness. See?
Yes, sir.
See?
Exactly right.
See?
Yes, sir. I know you're right.
My goodness.
Wow.
Shoo. Notice. Notice this. Verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. What it said then? No, you can't read it sad like that. What it said? And we read in the Amplified Bible, and you read in different translations, but it's he said prosperity will come to you.
Yeah.
Just by acquainting yourself with him.
Yeah.
Getting rightly acquainted with him.
Yeah.
See, we have not been rightly acquainted with him in this area. We have talked about prosperity and wrote books about prosperity, but who prospering?
Right.
Yeah, a man write a book, tell you how to pay your house off and his house not paid off.
Yeah.
That ain't working. That don't do good. He's selling me a book that he ain't used.
Right.
Or haven't proven.
Right.
When you read Money Coming, the author have proven the book. You reading an encounter, an experience, a prophetic revelation.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Now notice, you got your shouting clothes on, you say, right? Y'all shout, yeah?
Yes.
Notice the next verse. My. Notice the first word in verse 22. Notice the first word. Do you know what that word means? You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
You can't be stopped.
Wow. Hallelujah. You receive. Can't be stopped. Wow. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Can't be stopped. Come on, Father. Glory. Glory.
Yes.
Nobody can stop you from receiving what God has done for you through Christ. In the name of Jesus, whatever God says mine, I have it now. receive. They talk about it being acquainted with God.
Yes.
People who is really acquainted with God, they are receiving. Receive. Say, receive.
Receive.
I'm a receiver.
I'm a receiver.
You, Spirit of God, say, well, what happened? You've been a believer too long. Finally, a believer has to be converted into a receiver. I'm believing God. I'm believing God in me. I'm believing God. I saw you last year. I'm believing God. I saw you year before last. The New Year's resolution. I believe in God. I'm believing God. I'm going to get there. I'm believing. Why won't you go ahead and receive it? It's already provided. Therefore, I say unto you, what things shall you desire? Believe you receive them, and you shall have them.
Yes, sir. Shall. Yep.
Yes, sir.
You see?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
If thou can believe,
yes, sir,
properly, uh-huh, all things are possible to receive.
Yes, sir.
Don't lose ground wearing the prosperity decree and anointing. How to decree the God kind of prosperity in your life with this text. This man is preaching to a man who's not in that predicament he's preaching, but I believe the church is.
Yeah.
And we have to move.
Yes, sir.
We have to move in our acquaintance. We have to move in our ability to receive and stop waiting immediately, suddenly, and straightway.
Yeah.
Apostolic anointing come on your house right now. Immediately, suddenly. Immediately, suddenly, and you see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, yes.
Believe you receive now.
Now, now.
It's mine now.
Now, now.
You feel it?
Yes.
You see it?
Yes.
So here we got now. Receiving don't work without being acquainted properly. So if you are not acquainted with immediately, the book of Acts, suddenly, straightway, miracles, sign, and wonders in your personal life. I ain't talking about you laying your hand on somebody else, act like you got something. I'm talking about something showing up in your life, manifest, demonstrate in your life. That you walk and don't have to say a word. Your life speaking so loud, a man got to listen. Now on some of you, it's going to happen. They're going to happen quicker than you think. Quick blessing flowing through you tonight. You heard that? Quick blessing. Quick deliverance. Quick victory. Quick money. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Notice now. Notice. Let me work this a minute. Notice it says receive.
Come on.
I pray thee. Oh my goodness. The law from his mouth.
His mouth. Yes,
sir. Whatsoever in his mouth belong to my mouth.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This book of the law should not depart out of the mouth. You ought to keep saying it.
Yeah.
Good success and prosperity. Joshua 1:8.
Yeah, yeah.
Good success. Not success. Good success and prosperity. In other words, good success can't have no famine.
Yes, sir.
Whoa. Watch out, my God.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what way the government go. Good success keep rolling, like Isaac sowed in the day of famine, and receive a hundredfold. Everybody else was struggling. I'm almost through. A few minutes in this realm is greater than 2 hours. You heard what I said? Ah! You're getting that glory, world boy. That glory in here tonight. That's why she was singing. See, she know how to function apostolic. That glory is in here. I can sense it. In the very atmosphere. I sense I changed from that channel to this one. My life looked like that, but my life looked like this now. You see it? You see the difference in them channel L? That's nice. That's nice within itself. But when it get over here, you got to sit down. That's how your life is expanding right now. Somebody shout up in here. Notice the text. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his word in thine heart. And lay up his word in thy heart. Out of the abundance of the heart. See, you just can't let it stay up in there. You lay it up and then speak it. But if you got it in your heart in abundance and know that you can speak it and know that it got to come to pass, you the call of things that be not as though they were. You the one speaking to mountain and mountains are obeying you. You the one saying things and it show up before you know it. I have to be careful what I think at this point. According to Ephesians 3:20, it talk about thinking and speaking.
Yeah.
I have to be mindful of what I think about because it'll show up at my house.
Yes, sir.
You can develop yourself in that way. From this night forward, you're going to decree your way out. You're not going to confess it out. You're not going to say it out. You're going to, by law, divine law, decree your way out. You're going to say it and it got to happen. Know the difference now. Know the difference. Know the difference in just confessing and declaring. We're talking about decreeing now. Oh my, I got some things I need to say before I close. Verse 23. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity from thy tabernacle. If you're walking properly with him, you do not want to sin. God's so good. Joseph told that woman, "You fine, but get up out of here. No, I'm gone. You can have that garment. I'm gone. Because I can't sin against God." Y'all better let me preach up in here. Holiness, when you're acquainted with God, holiness and sanctification is not a title. It's not a denomination. It's a reality in your life. I want to please God. I love him with all my heart, all my soul, all my might, all my strength. I can't make it without him. Who is good enough to me to take God's place? Why would I let God down for you? Now invest yourself. It's 10, 15 minutes. The Holy Ghost is going to hit this place. I feel him rush coming in here. Sweet Holy Ghost. Welcome. You're welcome in this place. Sweet Holy Ghost. Yeah. You're welcome in this place. Sweet Holy Ghost, you are welcome in this place. Write this down. I must decree my financial freedom. Decree it. Decree mean suddenly, immediately, straightway, right now, not later. Dr. Farb, a lot of time mailed things to me, shipped me stuff. And he called and says, you got a package coming. Well, I got it. When he said, his word is so sure. Yeah. Y'all didn't get it. You didn't get it. If I can believe Dr. Farb, I can start seeing myself using that package he told me about. He explained to me on the phone, but I can start dancing because he's coming. Because he told me, because I know his word good. God tell you he gonna do for you. Think about it. Did God ever talk to you and told you he what have God promised you? Take him for his word. Act like you already have it. Tell somebody I got it. My waiting days are over. It's right now. $7,000 check. I said that's a $7,000 check. Now let me try to pull a few pieces together here. Thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Put a naked way forth from thy tabernacle. I got to read the whole text to get something. Oh, man, look at verse 24. Look at verse 24. Look at verse 24. Then, acquaint, receive, then. Acquaint, receive, then. You got it? Then shall thou lay up gold as dust. God playing with us, yeah. You playing, you playing. Yeah, go, yeah, you playing. You know what dust, huh? What dust? The particles of dust. And the gold of Ophir as the stone of the brooks. Verse 25. I'm trying to get someone. Yeah, the Almighty shall be thy defense. Stop. I'm about to run up out of here. Thou shalt have what? Do you know what that means?
Yes, sir.
Money.
No. Thank you. Do you know what that means? Thank you. Whoever said it.
Money.
And thou shalt. Yeah. We don't operate. I ain't the man trying to tell me, said, Dr. Tom, you want to buy some gold because the money not going to. So you want me to buy gold because the money is not going to be working. Why you want my money? What you going to do with this no good stuff? And giving me your good stuff. You see it? You all seen some of that, right? Yeah, you got to buy some gold. Why you want to sell me gold? What you want me to buy gold with?
Money. Still got to trade it in.
You see what happened in there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got to think for yourself, man. I ain't giving you my money for no gold. All right. I got some money. And thou shalt have plenty of money. And thou shalt have plenty of silver. And thou shalt have plenty of money. Same thing. For then thou shalt have thy delight in the Almighty. Notice the Almighty now. And shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows, and thou shalt pay thy vows. And thou you got any vows out there, you better get them paid. Now notice verse 28, which is the key text. After all the other things happen, I'm going to go through them in a few minutes. Thou shalt also decree a thing. Not, he didn't say confess it. He didn't say it. See, decreeing has built-in anointing. Decrees have built-in revelation. Decrees have built-in spiritual laws backing it up. And that person got them laws and revelation and those anointings on the inside of them. And so when they say it different. They speak with the tongue of the Almighty. We have made up some, what do you call them, mantras? Mantra, like mantra, them people you say over and over, M-A-N-T-R. Mantras, we've made up so many that not producing. We're not talking about mantras. We're not talking about decoration, even decoration, right? We're not talking about saying the same thing over and over again. You ready? We're talking about saying it one time and it's over. God, dog, I heard that. We're talking about not saying it, decreeing. Decree means don't keep saying it. Decree is not a creed. Thou shalt also decree a thing. And it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Three shells in it, isn't it? How many? And thou shalt, come on, read. We got to read. I told you I'll read because faith was this morning. Come on, verse 28. Come on, and I don't read like no sissy. Like you don't know what you're saying. Read it from in here. Read it, and that don't mean loud. See? That mean anointed. That mean you talking to your bills now. And you talking to your plush life now. That mean you about to say something about this. You about to decree something. You about to come into wearing a decreeing anointing. You got the Almighty backing you up. You acquainted with him. You have given him your life. And most of y'all in here have done that. You give your life. I mean, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect either. But you love God. So you ought to be rich. But this is not for no special person. This is for every child of God who turned himself in. So read this verse. Thou shalt, come on.
Thou shalt also
pause. And go ahead now. Now don't read that first part without that second verse. And look, second point, look at the third part now.
And the light shall shine upon thy ways.
You decree it. Listen. Come on, let's work the text.
Work.
And thou shalt also decree a thing. What thing?
Whatever.
The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desire of your heart. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. The Bible says that they that fear the Lord should not want. Decree it. It's $500. Decree. Look, listen. I got to get you to see this. I got to get give the Holy Ghost a chance. Thou shalt also decree a thing. Yes, I received. And it shall be established unto thee.
Yes,
say it shall be established unto me.
It shall be established
what I decree
shall be established
unto me
from this night forward.
I am a decreer.
Listen to me.
I got the right to do this. In this house tonight, I'm releasing the decree anointing on your life. I'm pushing my anointing with your anointing. We emerging tonight. That what I say, you say, gonna be the same thing from this night forward. Your word gonna have greater power after this night. But you got to see it and then say it. All of this, you ain't got no further than that? Listen. Listen, let him in. This is not a normal service.
No, sir.
Look at those three things in that 28th verse. Look at them again. Let them stir you up. We don't jump hopscotch scripture. And thou shalt decree a thing. What did he say next? And what? Listen. Look at verse 29. When men are cast down, because of what you know. The news media going wild. They're saying things are not good. But you turn to another station. Look what it said. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say there is lifting up. And he shall save the humble person. Now sit down a minute. Let me give you this quickly. Sit down a minute. Just write it what you want to write. I'm going to take you down to a list of it. Submit to God rather than questioning and accusing him. The second thing is, be at peace with him. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Then the Lord talk about a peace, Philippians 4. That passes understanding. So tonight, may you, my sister and brother, enter into financial peace. Then there's another aspect, accepting God teaching. When God send a man or woman to you, you got to accept the teaching and apply it in your life. In other words, assimilate and live out his word or promise or covenant. Assimilate and live out his word, his promises, and his covenant. When they come to you. Tonight they come to you. They come, you leave here as a decreer. You're a financial decreer, which will put you in financial dominion, and you will never have financial doubt again in your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. His presence here now. I believe you need to decree a few things right now. Go ahead and decree what you want to decree. Where in decree? I decree I'm out of debt. Say it. I'm not dead. I'm saying it for you. I decree I have more than enough. I decree I'm living. I'm saying it for you. I live the abundant life. I decree all of my everything in my ministry paid for. My church paid for. My house, my home paid for. I decree it. All the cars I drive paid for. I decree it. All my children's schooling is paid for. I decree it. It really make me want to slap some of y'all who ain't saying nothing. You up in all this power and all this glory and you're not going to say nothing. You got to say it before you see it. Assimilate and live out his word, a provision, and then our lackey keep telling us, return to the Almighty. Return to the Almighty. We didn't run here. We have run there. We go to church on Sunday. But to handle our business, we run here and there. Yes, sir. The call tonight is return to the Almighty. See, you can have a religious experience, but it's not the experience of the Almighty. So this call is real powerful tonight. Return to trust in God. With all your heart. Leaning not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Good God Almighty. And let God direct your path. Return to the Almighty. If God is for me, who can be against me? You see, all things work together for good. For them, return to the Almighty. See, don't be scriptionized with scripture and not letting the scripture work for you. That's returning to the Almighty. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. See, now we got familiar with that. Not in my head at all. My cup runs over. So my enemy can't stop God from preparing the table for me. Return to the Almighty. How is it? Return to the Almighty. Return to the Almighty. Now notice this. Get rid of wickedness. Are you hearing me? Now I'll show you something in the scripture that holding finances back from the body of Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 6. I'm going to show it to you real quick. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 17, I believe it is. Because one of the statements here in this declaration is quit trusting in wealth. Sound like a paradox, don't it? We're talking about money. Quit trusting in wealth. Right. I don't trust money. Right. I trust God. See, and so if you don't know this, if you don't study this text, you can't go there. Because you'll fall in the category of the verse they have used against us prospering when God was talking to wicked people in the 10th verse. The 10th verse, he was talking to wicked people, just like in Isaiah 55, when he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. He's talking to wicked people again. You got to rightly divide the word, man. You can't become wicked. God ain't talking to you about that. Are you following me? He's talking to wicked people. I'm not wicked. You wicked? No, I'm the righteousness of God. And tonight, I leave here wearing a decreeing anointing. I return to the Almighty. I leave labor for favor. I'm trusting God to do something supernatural in my life tonight. I can't hear you. It is real. Whether you say amen or not, it is real. I'm too far gone to turn around. I've had encounters. I've had experience. I'm living what I'm preaching. I sleep in what I preach. I drive what I preach. I wear what I preach. Because that's the way God wanted. When the Queen of Sheba went to visit Solomon, she loaded his servant But one thing, preachers start dressing all kind of ways. I don't believe a preacher dressing all kind of ways. No, she noticed their apparel. We are businessmen and women. We can't let the world tell us how to dress. When we go to meet God, we're not going to a football game. They are not to change us. Ooh, good God Almighty. We ought to change them. I will always dress immaculately when I'm preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to honor him. I ain't come with no little band long shirt on and little short, some little jive stuff. I tell them boys, y'all hear me? You know, you got to stay dressed, boys. Girls, y'all got to keep yourself up. Look good for God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You're right. Wearing tennis, preaching the gospel. I lost all my players. Anyway. Heavenly Lord, shout out Rabba Shaka Tata Rabba. Get back. Hara Rabba Baba. Verse 17, 1 Timothy 6. I got to give you that. You see, quit trusting in wealth. Quit trusting in money.
Yes, sir.
You see, now I'm the money coming man. He said, hey, I thought he trusted. No, I don't trust on money.
That's right.
No, Jesus. No, Jesus. Money trust me.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm anointed. I'm anointed for money. For you. I'm anointed for you. Money follow behind me. When I pass a bank, all the money in the vault starts shifting. And that Sam anointing belongs to you. Now they can say what they want. They can say what they want. They can make fun. And they can come up with little theories. But they can't stop God from moving. God's real, man. God is just as real in finances as he is in healing. Jesus died as much for finances, your prosperity in your pocket, as he died for prosperity in your body. Jesus died just as much for your prosperity as you going to heaven. All of it's in one package. You don't have to wait till you die to live the good life. I'm not in a hurry to die. I'm living the good life right here. Heaven have come down to earth. Good God Almighty, as you walk in his word, as you do his will, you're already in heaven. The glory of God surround my house. The glory of God surround my vehicle tonight. The glory of God is surrounding life music tonight. The glory of God is in this house right now. The glory is in your tonight. Somebody shout glory. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. The Lord is in this place. The glory is in this place. I feel his presence. I feel the fire burning. This little wheel turning on the inside. I feel his word like fire. Shut up my soul. Because God getting his word to you tonight. You are a financial decree. You don't have to beg no more. There's an anointing that got on you tonight. You're going to say some things. And as soon as you say it, it's going to come to pass. Because you're wearing another anointing. You're not leaving out here like you came in here. You're leaving out here in another way. The Spirit of the Lord is on this house. Somebody needs to shout. The Spirit of God is in this house. About preaching. Don't tell me I got to teach all the time. Don't tell me I got to just talk. Sometimes I got to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and tell you that he's alive. He's working on your behalf. the church. Another robbery in the church. Everybody just want to be a teacher. No, somebody got to preach the gospel. Somebody got to stir up. Get stirred up in the Holy Ghost. And tell men, you don't have to be hooping and hollering, but you can get in the Spirit and let the Spirit flow. Can't you see that the presence in you right now? Can't you see the Holy Ghost has sat down on this place? Can't you see the Holy Ghost is calling your name tonight? The Holy Ghost got your cares tonight. Can't you see? Can't you see your birthright? Your birthright's flowing. You don't need a break, but you need to walk in your birthright. Hallelujah. Everybody ought to get happy sometime. Everybody ought to pray. You can't be telling people every time you meet them. You know Jesus said this. Point number one. Point number two. ABC. No, you got to get out of yourself sometimes and let the glory flow. Isn't that wonderful? You get blessed with the anointing. All right. Let me spit this out to you quick. The prosperity of God. Number one in the text. Another thing. Another thing is restoration. That's in verse 23. Number three, trust in God. That's verse 25. Delight in the Almighty. Fellowship with God. Answered prayer. Desire to fulfill his vow. Verse 28 talking about success when you decree. And deliverance of others will come to you. Cyrus, write these verses down. Cyrus the king had a decree and anointed.
Yes. Well.
Israel 5:13. I don't have time to read it. 13:17, chapter 6, verse 1. Proverbs 8:15. Isaiah 45. Let's close with that. Isaiah 45. Let's close with that. Isaiah 45. Cyrus, the king, had a decree and anointed. Yes. Look what happened to him. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, who wearing that decree and anointed, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nation before him. And I will loose the lines of kings to open for him the two leaves gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Now that's over in Isaiah, further in, over in Isaiah in the 60th and 61st chapter. Say the gates shall be open so they can bring it to you.
Yeah.
Look what happened. I will go before thee and make the crooked place straight. I will break in peace the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Verse 3. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by name, am the God of Israel. Stand on your feet. 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 Lift your hand and praise God. Pray in the spirit if you want it. Shout out our shotgun. Make sure you got it on good. Make sure you're wearing it. Read that text over and over. Read it out loud to yourself. Thank you, Father. A decree. I'm wearing a decree and anointing. I'm wearing a prosperity. Come on. Decreeing. Anointed. Every time I speak, wealth, abundance, increase, prosperity, money, silver, gold will obey me. I'm anointed to speak to the wealth of God, to speak to abundance, no lack,
no
limitation,
no
poverty can come around me. Debt cancellation, supernatural debt cancellation is on me now, on my home, everything I own, on my ministry. Supernatural debt cancellation is my lot tonight. If you believe it, praise it.